Thank you so much. It is such a great joy and honor to be here with you. And thank you again, dear brother Aaron and Pastor Matt and his family and this entire Edgewater Christian Fellowship. We love this church very much. And unfortunately, my wife and children could not able to be here this time. Maybe God willing next year. But God is doing some amazing and awesome things in India. Just like my brother mentioned, that God called us to work together as a team, you know, to get the job done. You know, the Great Commission is not just for us, it's for everybody. Jesus said to go into all over the world and preach the gospel and make the disciples. So we are so thankful recently Edgewater was able to send some young people, the high school student, over to our place. And we had a church that was burned by the radical Hindus twice. And it was a tiny little place, probably about this big right here. And they were all worshiping, you know, it's a 15 by 8. And but the Lord really graciously sent the team from here. And they were able to build the church in 11 days. And, you know, we had our team working along with them. But it was an awesome thing to see. In fact, our new DVD is getting ready and we'll be mailing that out and sending some here next month. And you will see a chapter there, 11-day church, is right from Edgewater Christian Fellowship. And these young people, they were able to put their hands on the work. They were sweating, they were carrying bricks, carrying, you know, cement and so many different things. But it is so amazing. And the same place where things were burned down to the ground, the very people from your children, they were able to lift up this 4 feet concrete cross on the top of that, you know, church, 15 feet above the ground. It is just breathtaking. You know, so we are so thankful that God is using this church in a powerful way. And I'm thinking that even though the team has left long back, still every Sunday and every week, there are so many things are going on in that church. That is the legacy that young people were able to leave behind in India as they left. So God is really using the church in a mighty way. And we are believing God for next one is coming up. I was just talking to Mr. Jason. And God willing, in March, they are bringing another team. And we are going to be building a church, 1,000 square feet. And that's going to be coming along. So you can keep us in your prayer on that. Amen? Amen. So it's not just visiting and saying hi, bye, we had a great time, but you're doing something that will last until the Lord Jesus comes back and is there, you know, and it's amazing. It's awesome. Amen. Hallelujah. And as my brother mentioned, you know, the training center work is nearing completion, and we call it this season call for completion. We have been working on this facility for the last 10 years. We wanted to have a great celebration of grand opening on December 16th. Please keep us in your prayers that God will do great things. Right now we are in the process of completing the bathrooms. We got 20 tons of pipes and fittings that came in 2 truckloads, you know, to put 100 bathrooms in this whole facility. And also the cables that came in and wires came in. And we just need to kind of cover the cost, but we are still working to pay that off. But God has really been faithful. And we are working on the flooring and the doors and windows and details. But we believe God is going to help us to get this thing over. The purpose of this place is to train missionaries and send them out all over India. In fact, while this construction going on, you know, we have some pictures out there on the board that we had 50 people, they graduated this year. And out of that, 20 of them is from Nepal. And these people graduated and went up to Nepal. And they are actually wandering around into the wilderness, you know, into the jungles, in the Himalayas, going around and sharing the gospel where we may never able to go in our lifetime. But these people are already doing it. And upon the completion, we are believing to take 100 students at one batch and start training them. And they'll be graduating next year. So keep us in your prayer that God will help us to get this facility done. And also there is a group of people from South India. They approached us and they asked us if they can use this facility for January, second week, for 1 week. And they are believing about 10,000 young people. They are coming from 1,000 different churches from the southern region, coming there to gather and to worship God and to be trained, you know, about the missions and passion. Then they'll go back to this 1,000 church working with the pastors in the region. But unfortunately, this year, because the bathroom is not ready, we couldn't have them. You know how that goes. So what I'm trying to say is we are already getting all this request from so many different people to use this facility in an ongoing basis to evangelize India for Jesus. So pray the Lord will continuously help us to complete. And we are together in this as a team. A train that takes the freight and the people and everything cannot run on one track. You got to have two. And those train, they goes on the top of that. That's what, who we are. You know, God put us together as a team to get the job done for the glory of God. And the infant home that we have there, it is growing by the grace of God. You know, many of the people who came there, they were able to see the children and so forth. But it actually, we only had few people, but now we have 16 children. And we are keep on rescuing more and more small babies. Because of the dowry system, you know, they kill the girl babies in India by pouring boiling water in their mouth or, you know, dipping them in the bucket and drowning them and so forth. But recently we got the baby just a month ago. That baby's belly button is about that big. And the mother, the next day after the delivery, she was trying to rip that, you know, the umbilical cord off of her, you know, belly so she may die. She wanted to kill and she is trying to do something. Thank God that one of our guy was able to find this out and rush there, and he was able to rescue the child the next day. And we taken her to the hospital, put her in ICU, and thank God she survived, and she is still with us. And these are the things that we are doing. Touching children, touching people that are totally would not get otherwise. She would have been gone otherwise. But today she is living, and she is with us. So keep us in your prayer that as we are raising these children, we got 16 of them, and eventually we would like to adopt them out in the down the road, and we are praying towards that, and pray the Lord will continuously help us to do that. Both of the school is really going well. We have about 700 children coming into the compound every day from outside. They are studying there. 300 in our Tamil school, which is the free school for the untouchable children. Because of the caste system, they kill or they will, you know, they don't give better education for the poor children. And we bring them in, give them clothing, books, bags, transportation, medical care, all that, you know, for these children. It's about $10 a month, but it helps a child to have a future. And we are actually blessing these children, and we got 300 on that. And the English-speaking school, we have 400, and that is also growing by the grace of God. This year for the Vacation Bible School, you know, you guys have involved in that also in the past. And we had 3,000 children for the VBS. It's a lot of work. Just imagine all these kids that are coming over. And you will see it on the board there. You know, we couldn't do any presentation. That's what I'm kind of going through all these different topics. But we were able to give them a lunchbox this time to every single one of them. It's a stainless steel with the scripture written on them. I am the bread of life in that lunchbox. And it's a $2 a piece. We bought it from the factory. So we were able to give it to these children. They can able to use this for many years. Just to think about the $2, how far it goes. Every day they are carrying that to the school, you know, with the food, with the scriptures written in it. So God is really doing some great things. And keep us continuously in your prayer that God will enable us to accomplish great things for the Lord in the nation of India. Amen? Amen. Well, we are going to pray this rain is going to stop. Father, we pray in Jesus' name. Until we are done here, we don't want rain. And we speak in Jesus' name. You are God of universe. You can control everything. Just to turn this thing off for a time being, Lord, while we are trying to get this business done here. So we pray that you will help us here and keep this rain off of this meeting time in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Let the cloud come and move this thing out of this place. Amen. We've seen this many, many times in India. They try to scare us, but it's only water. Please turn with me to Acts chapter 12. I'll be very quick. Acts chapter 12, verse 5 through 10. The topic of the title of my message is Be Free. We've been singing some wonderful songs here through the worship team about free and so forth. And we are going to go through this really quick. Peter was therefore kept in prison, but constant prayer was offered to God for him by the church. And when the herald was about to bring them out, Lord, what is this? Just water. The herald was about to bring them out that night. Peter was sleeping bound with the two chains between two soldiers, and the guard before the doors were kept the prison. Now behold, the angel of the Lord stood by him, and the light shone in the prison. And he struck the Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, Arise quickly. And his chains fell off his hands. Then the angel said to him, Guard yourself and tie on your sandals. So he did, and he said to him, Put on your garment and follow me. So he went out and followed him. Then did not know what was done by the angel was real, but thought that he was seeing a vision. When they were past the first and the second guard post, they came to the iron gate and the leads to the city, which opened to them of its own accord. And they went out and went down one street, and immediately the angel departed from him. Amen? Amen. We are seeing a wonderful account of what is really taking place, you know, in this chapter here. Peter was mightily used by God, is a great man of God. God anointed him in an incredible way that when he walks on the street by the shadow of Peter, people were getting healed. It is not just the shadow of Peter. It is a shadow of Almighty God who is dwelling in him. When he walking in, the shadow of God is walking. Shadow of Almighty is walking along with him. Thank you, Lord. And here we can see that Peter, he is a mightily used by God. And oftentimes, those who have a destiny in their life to do great things for the kingdom, to destroy the works of darkness, to establish the kingdom of God, they often find attacks, and the force of enemy is trying to come around them to limit them from doing what they're supposed to do for the kingdom of God. Amen? Amen. It's not only in the time of Peter, it's even in our time. But here we can see, in the midst of this, constant prayer was offered to God for him by the church. Amen? It's not a microwave prayer. You know, you punch the button and 15 seconds, the food is ready to go. You know, or the ramen noodles or whatever. But this is not that kind of prayer. This is a firm, solid prayer, because he is already locked up in jail, in the prison, secured so heavily, only God can do something about it. There are situations in our life, there are things that we can do, but there are situations that only God has to show up. If he doesn't show up, things are going to be doomed. It is that bad. And here we can see, this is life or death. And Peter, he was tied between these soldiers, and he was sleeping. Normally, a people who is about to executed or about to kill, you know, within days, they don't get quite a sleep. They will be really panicking and frustrated, and they're really in a different shape. But here, Peter is sound asleep. He knows God is in control. God can take care of everything. He is not going to do anything anyway. And here we can see that he was bound with the two chains between the soldiers, and you know, and the guards were standing before the door. I want to just challenge you today. There are things in your life, they want to tie you down and limit you from what you're supposed to do. You have a boat that the boat is supposed to go out there and do the fishing. The boat is made for fishing. But today there are some boats tied to the dock and it is standing there. That boat is not meant to tie and leave there for all the time. Occasionally you come and go, but you know, some boats today is tied and standing on the dock. For what? Various different situations and circumstances that are tying us down and limiting us from doing what we're supposed to do, is fishing out there. And here we can see, Peter was just tied and he was down there laying between these soldiers. But now behold, the angel of the Lord stood by him. There are times in our life, our wife, our children, our mom, our dad, our friends, they cannot be with us in certain circumstances. But Jesus said that I will never fail you. I will never forsake you. I'm always with you. Here, right in the midst of this situation, the Lord, the angel of the Lord, stood by him. Amen. We may be thinking, oh no, I wish I could be helped by this person or that person, or you know, I wish they could have done this or that. But sometime nobody would do anything. But we can have a confidence that Jesus is going to be with us at all time, every time. And here we can see in the dark place, the angel of the Lord came in, the light shone in the prison. When we go through some dark time, some tied up situation, some hard times, it's the light of Christ that comes in and pushes out of the darkness. Amen? Because before light, the darkness cannot withstand. And here we can see, he struck the Peter on the side and said, "Rise up," saying, "Rise quickly." And the chain fell off his hands. Amen? Brothers and sisters, I don't know which are the situation you may be in right now. Maybe with the family situation, maybe with the financial, maybe with the health issues. There are different things that sometimes are emotionally. There are things that try to tie us down and be bound in certain things that we wanted to be free of. And here we can see when the angel came, when he was just tapping on this, you know, Peter, that whole chain, it fell off itself. Amen? Amen? That's what the prayer does. When we start praying, when we start interceding, and when we start knocking on the door, God starts moving. When his hands moves, prison doors opens, earth shakes, chains falls off, all kinds of stuff start happening, which is uncomprehendable for us. And here we can see the chain fell off. They didn't take it off. It just fell off itself. And he said, you know, "Arise quickly." And his chain fell off his hand. Then the angel said to him, "Guard yourself and tie on your sandals." So he did. And he said to him, "Put on your garment and follow me." Amen. Here, Peter is giving a clear instruction. If the chain can fall off, probably the angel could have picked him up out of that place and taken him outside. He could have done those kind of miracles. But oftentimes, God wanted us to do what we can do, then God will do what we cannot do. Amen? He is not going to supply and he's not going to do everything on our lap. He wanted us to take that faith step and walk out. The priests, when they were crossing the Jordan River, they had the Ark of the Covenant on their shoulders. They put their feet on the water. That water stood. Amen? That water was still flowing while they were just away from that place and walking, but they had to put their feet in the water. When they did that, the water stopped. Amen? We can see in the life of Jesus that the people, they pour the water and they fill the jar with the water. When they did that, then the Lord did what they cannot do, which is turning the water into wine. Amen? We could see that the widow whose son was about to be taken away, Elisha's. And he said, what do you have? I have a little bit of oil. She said, go and collect all the empty jars from all your friends and neighbors. Then use that little oil to pour into that. Amen? God always just does things like this. He wanted us to take the step of faith and do things that we can do. Then he will do things that is beyond our comprehension. And here we can see that, you know, when angel told him to put your sandals on and put your gird and, you know, put your garment and all that stuff, he didn't question. He didn't say, hey, wait a minute. I don't get this picture. Would you explain to me? Logically, this doesn't sound. You know, I couldn't figure this out. He is not rationalizing and trying to figure it out whether he should do it or not. Amen? When God say, go ahead and do it, you just do it. Amen? Be Nike. Just do it. Here we can see that, you know, simply he said, put on your garment and follow me. That's all he said. And the following verse 9, we can see, so he went out and followed him. There's nothing in between. We can see that he is negotiating or bargaining or talking or, you know, giving some excuse or this and that. Nothing. He plainly said, follow me, and he followed. Amen? That's a simple obedience that we do for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. When we simply obey, he will start doing some great things. So verse 9, we can see, so he went out and followed him. And did not know that what was done by the angel was real, but thought that he was seeing a vision. Amen. Sometime when God starts moving in a powerful way in our life, things that we think that is so hard and so impossible, and it has been so tough for so long, no breakthrough, and it is always like a hard wall, things may start just moving flow so smoothly. Because that's the way of God. Amen? In the dream, you are not working hard. In the dream, you are not making stuff happen. It's just a dream. It comes to you. And here he is saying, all these things is happening just like a dream. That means things are so smooth. And here we can see the following scripture, verse 10. When they were past the first and the second guard post, when God takes you for a greater victory, for a greater breakthrough, it may not be happening all at one time. Maybe step by step, God is increasing your faith, your trust in Him, and your dependency on Him, and He is taking you to a higher level. Amen? They had first guard post, they had success. They had the second one, it was success, and it is, they are going on into the progressive there, you know, into the victory. And here you can see, the first and the second guard post, they came to the guard post, and then they came to the iron gate that leads to the city, which opened to them of its own accord. I love that. Amen? Isn't that amazing? All the doors that have been shut down for you and all the things that look so impossible and hard, you're not kicking the door to open. You're not pushing. You're not doing anything. You're trusting the Lord and following His will. Right there, all he did is simply followed the angel. That's what comes out of as we follow the Lord with all our heart, without questioning, without trying to figuring things out. Just to simply obey and follow the Lord. When you do so, the very thing that may look like an iron gate, that may look like a huge impossible situation, that will all start happening itself before you, its own accord. Amen? I remember when we started this training center 10 years ago. It has taken us 6 months to save up $500 to start this project. And when we started the first drilling of the pile foundation, because it all the way need to go down to the bedrock, We only had $500. I thought it will take my lifetime. Maybe while I'm in the 80s, you know, maybe this thing will be done. Maybe half a century down the road. But it is unbelievable how the Lord really been so faithful in providing and bringing to pass in 10 years. I couldn't believe this 200,000 square foot facility is standing there for the glory of God. Amen? That is truly following God by faith. It is not easy. Sometimes it's very challenging, very hard. But surely it's wonderful when you know that God is doing this. And you are just only following Him. And here we can see the iron gate. Today, I don't know where you are at. You may be standing behind the iron gate. You may be laying there with it tied up and you want it to be free in your emotional. You want to be free in your financial situation. You want to be free from your family problems and the relational issues and different things that you may encounter that is not making you free. But God is telling you today that keep on seeking, keep on praying, keep on trusting. And if you do so, God will start moving on your behalf. Amen? Amen? It doesn't matter how much chain you have on you. It doesn't matter how long they kept you down. But you are not created. You are not in this world existing to be down. You are brought by the Lord to go on for the higher calling, for the higher thing. Just like I said, the boat is not meant to be tied down on the dock. It is supposed to get out there and do the work. How long this boat has been tied down now? There are certain things they are trying to keep us away from fulfilling the greater things that God wants to do our life. But if we continuously trust in Him, completely yield ourselves to Him, He will start doing things. It's totally marvelous to our eyes. Amen? Amen. I just pray that these words will be a blessing to you. And I pray the Lord will continuously open your eyes and open your hearts to see greater things in the days to come. Keep us continuously in your prayer. You know, as the grand opening is coming up, we are believing Pastor Matt would be there and a couple more people from this place. But we really need a lot of prayer. God is going to do some amazing things from India. You know, our goal is to, after completion of this, is to start training the evangelists. And eventually we want to see 100 vans going out of this place to all over India. It is absolutely doable and possible through the help and the grace of God that every single village in all of India, that this team can go and stand and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ in their village, in their language, for the glory of God. We are about to see a mass great harvest in India. Hallelujah. Amen. As we are partnering and helping us with the greater vision, it's not just Rameshwaram, just Tamil Nadu, this for all of India. And we believe together we're going to see the day is going to come. Just like we are seeing today, the near completion of the training center. This is the new vision. We are just casting it out. You know, in another 5 to 10 years, we are going to see constantly vans are going out and doing great things to reach India for Jesus. Amen? Amen. So keep us continuously in your prayer. Thank you so much. Thank you.
So, why don't we all stand up and we can pray for Billy this morning? I have to confess, when we pulled up, I said, I hope it doesn't rain. He said, it's not going to rain. We'll pray. So, if it kind of did and it kind of didn't. So, it was my unbelief, I think, that caused it to rain a little bit. So, I will take the blame for that. But let's pray for Billy and for what's going on in India. Lord, we thank you for what you've put on Billy's heart. Lord, we thank you that he's been obedient to your word. Lord, we thank you for the heritage that he's received from his dad and his mom too, that when they heard you speak to them, that they obeyed and they followed. They didn't wait necessarily to have everything worked out or to know exactly how it was going to work, but they knew that you were good and they knew that you had good plans and they knew that even if things weren't the way they thought it should be, that you would work it out the way it should be. So, Lord, we thank you for the good things that you've you've already done there in South India. We thank you that you've allowed us to be partnered with them as well. And we know that we've been blessed because of what you are doing there. Even this morning, as he's shared with us, Lord, we want to be those that take who you are to the places where we're at. Lord, we don't have to be pastors or missionaries to take who you are to the places of where we're working, the places that we hang out, the friends that we meet, that we would be those that really live a life that reflects who you are, and that people see Jesus in our life, not just necessarily in the things that we say, but even more importantly, in the things that we do, that we would be a congregation that really reflects who you are in the way we deal with people, in the way we do our businesses, the way we do things, Lord, that people would know that we've been with you and that we trust you and that we want to follow you. We pray that you would continue to provide for this project that they've heard from you to do, and that you would bring this to completion here in December, and that things would go well, and that people would start to come and be trained to go out to all those millions of people in India, and that lives would be changed and they would be set free from their chains. So Lord, may you bless Billy, bless his family, bless his wife, his kids, and may you just see him safely on his way. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you guys.